Shalom to all! And today we're going to learn Yushalm Yuma. We're right at the beginning of the fifth parak, a little bit into the first halacha, and the Ozvalar Shusa Daf on Chavta Samar Aleph, about 13 lines up from the bottom. It's a little bit more than a third of the way up, with the words Amar Bias Rabon, and the Arskol Shusa Daf is on Laman Aleph from the Beis, about 4 lines up from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sarabas, Biakam Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, and Heaven Aliyah. So Misha was discussing Ktyres, and the Gemara began a slight tangent, taken mostly from Masech Shkalim regarding the Ktyres. And we're currently holding in the middle of Machlaikas if the Ktyres has to be blended in a Klisharis, or could it be done in a state of Chul. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said it has to be done in Klisharis. Rabbi Yisrael Belemi said it could even be done Chulin. So Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Asid Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Kishmuel, Rabbi Yisrael Belemi, Kribi Yochanan. The following memo that we're going to learn from Shmuel goes to the sheets of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, and the following memo from Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Rabbi Yisrael Belemi. Where do we see this? We have a Mishnah. Mishnah Masechet Shkalim tells us, Hamakdash Nechasav, if a person was Makdash his Nechasim, but he didn't say what his Nechasim were for. He said, I'm being Makdash them, but he didn't mean to say if they're meant for Karbonos or if they're just meant for Beth Kabayas to be used for the upkeep of the Beis Mikdash. And Bahayu Behen Dvarim Ruim Karbonos Sibur, there's certain things in them that are fit for Karbonos Sibur, and there's a whole process the Mishnah tells us that they have to go through in order to be paid to them and then repurchase them, v'chulu. Now the question is, what does that mean when Mishnah said that there are things that are roy for Karbonos Sibur? Rabbi Yochanan, he explains, Ketiras, referring to Ketiras. In other words, a person's Makdash and Zachasim included in them was Ketiras, that has to go through this whole process where we're paid to it, and then it's repurchased with new Shkalm that were donated this year, and then it could be used for Ketiras. Now it goes from Rabbi Yochanan that the Ketiras is allowed to be blended, it's allowed to be made in a Kli which is Chulin, because how else does a private individual have such Ketiras that he's donating to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's like Rabbi Shuben Levi, the Ketiras is allowed to be done in a Kli Chulin. However, Amar Rabbi Shaya says, it's not a question of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, because Tifter we could explain, but Mishal Beis Avtinos, this is specifically talking about an Uman, a craftsman from Beis Avtinos, who were the ones that made the Ketiras, they were the ones that produced it, Shahayin Notel B'Schar Ketiras, they would actually get paid with Ketiras, so it's very possible they were talking about something which already has Kedusha, and that's a regular individual has it, and he's able to be Makdash to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not necessarily a question on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. The Gemara now continues with other Raya, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Kishmuel, how do we serve Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds like Shmuel, the Ruchon B'Shem Shmuel, Ruchon says the name of Shmuel, Machteshes, which is the mortar, that's basically the Kli that the Ketiras is blended in, also Isaac Kli Sharis Lakadesh, they made it like a Kli Sharis in order to be able to Makadesh the Ketiras, which is being made in it, so clearly we see that while the Ketiras is being made, it has to be done in a Kli Sharis and cannot be made in a state of Chulin. Now we just ask on Shita Shmuel, Amr Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, Amr Ruchon Kumi Rabbi Yisrael, Ruchon says in front of Rabbi Yisrael, and he asks as follows, Davar Shekadesh B'Kli Nifta, something which was Mekudesh in a Kli, it's able to be redeemed, once something was put in a Kli Sharis, we can't be paid. So how are we able to be paid at the end of the year when we have the new shkalm that have to purchase new ketiras and we have extra ketiras that's left over? How could we paid this old ketiras? It was mekudesh and kli sharis. So Amalei, he responded to him, V'lav Shmuel hu, isn't this shita Shmuel? Ushmuel Amar Shmuel also said, kalu b'maisar, that there's a kula with the maisar, with leftover ketiras, that even though, yes, it was mekudesh and kli sharis, the chum were makel with it specifically in order to be able to redeem it at the end of the year to be able to rebuy it back with new shkalim. And where do we see this somewhere else? Just bagan, there's machlekes. So it's here to me then. Let's say we have karbonos tamid that were left over. We know there's something called Lishkas HaTolayim, the chamber, the room of lambs, and there's always 6 lambs there that were set aside for the Karban Tamid. They had to be Mavukar, they had to be checked to make sure they didn't have any movement. They always had to have a minimum of 6 there, and that means at Nisan time, when they're going to be buying brand new Karbanos for the upcoming year with the new Shkalim, there's these leftover Tamidin, these animals designated for the Karban Tamid. What are we supposed to do with them? We want to be able to use them, but we can't because they're purchased with last year's Shkalim. Chavtas HaMabez on top. So Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, no problem. Niftin Kitmimin. They could be redeemed, we could be pud to them, just like regular unblemished animals, and they'll be used, no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that no, Niftin Kipsulei Mekdashin, they're only had to be redeemed like Psulei Mekdashim, something that originally was designated as a carbon, and then it became Pasul, only then it could be redeemed, and that's what's going to have to happen with these Tamidin that were left over. They have to be left to graze, they get a mum, then we could be paid to them. As we see, the Shmuel's Lashitasai, that just like by the leftover Tamidin, that even though they have Kedusha, we could be paid to them directly, so with leftover Ketiras at the end of the year, we could just be paid to directly, no problem. Now, once we brought up this concept of the Tamidin, we have another situation with leftover carbonos, Hisiru Seirim. What about leftover goats, and what does that mean, leftover goats? So we know the goats were used for Karbanos Musaf. For example, Musaf Rosh Chodesh was a sire, so we have some of these left over at the end of the year, and they also were purchased with last year's Machzah Shekel, so we can't use them for this upcoming year. What's done with them? Al Da'at Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Im Oila Niftes, like Kol Shekein Chatos, if an Oila, which is the Karban Tamid, that's an Oila, if that's able to be redeemed directly, so shouldn't Chatos be able to be redeemed? No problem. Whereas Al Da'at Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, we have Machlekes. Rabbi Zeir Amr Zeir says, Yeru would have to be left to graze, get a mum, and then we can be applied to them. Whereas Amr Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he says that no, we use them for Ketz HaMizbeach, which is whenever there's a little bit of lull in the activity in the Beis HaMikdash and there are no Karbanos being brought, we can't have the Mizbeach sit idle, so we bring Oilois Ketz HaMizbeach. These are just animals that are shechted to be used as Karbanos Oila. That's what these leftover Karbanos Chatos are used for. So the Gemara asks Vakash, we have a problem. Yesh Chatos Kriva Oila. Could a Chatos be brought as an Oila? These were originally designated as Karbanos Chatos, and now we're using them to be a Karban Oila. How could that be? So Amar Yesi answers, Shanyahi, this is different. Shen Karbanos Sibur and Kamayin El Veshchita, because a Karban Sibur doesn't really get that designation nation locked in until the actual shechita. So it's not really considered a carbon chatos until it's shechted to be a carbon chatos. Even though it was originally designated to be a chatos, it's not 100% locked in like that. Therefore, when we have an extra at the end of the year, we could bring it as a oil ketzam as beach. Different answers. Some take out the words ben teradion. It's a tanai bezin. It's a stipulation that bezin makes regarding all leftover carbonos that they can be brought as an oila. In other words, built into the designation that this is a chatos, for example, is also that if it's left over, it can be brought as an oila. Another more brings up a discussion regarding carbon mincha, which is going to have relevance to the Kohen Gadol's chayfen of the Ketairos of Yom Kippur. More quotes a pasuk meloi kumtzai. Then regarding the kmitza of a carbon mincha, the Kohen has to take meloi kumtzai, a full kmitza. Now yachal, you might think meloi kumtzai mevuratz. The meloi kumtzai means it's even allowed to be overflowing. So tam lama, that's why the pasuk says bikumtzai, mashma, it's not allowed to be overflowing. Now ibikumtzai, if we're just focusing on that word, then yachal yikmatz brashetz baisav, you might think that you could just take a kmitza with the tips of his fingers and just take a little bit of flour, a little bit of the mincha, and that's it. Tam lama, the pasuk says meloi kumtzai, it has to be full. So haketzad, how is this done? It has to be full. It can't be overflowing, but it can't be minimal. What's he supposed to do? Chayfes pas yadai. He folds over his fingers onto the palm of his hand. It's basically the three middle fingers. The index, middle, and ring fingers are folded over onto the palm of his hand. Machbas and rechashes with these types of menachos. Umaychik ba'etzbaim al-malan al-matan. And he smooths out with his finger above and below, meaning any flour part of the mincha that's coming out of his fingers and any side, he smooths that out with his thumb or with his pinky. And that's the precise amount. Here's a question regarding the chayfen of the ketayres of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Tamana tamor, there you say, meloi kumtzai and bikumtzai. So we have these two words, meloi kumtzai and bikumtzai, by carbon mincha. But v'hachatam, over here you say meloi chafnav, and that's the proper girsa, and it doesn't say bichafnav, it just says meloi chafnav. And so the question is, since it just says meloi chafnav, may the Kohen Gadol take a heaping, overflowing scoop of ketayres, or no? So Rav Yaakov Racha quotes Rav Siman, who says b'shem Rav Shubin Levi, that we have this gzer shava, meloi kumtzai and meloi chafnav. And so what do we learn from here? And pay attention to the girsa changes. Malalon kaimetz achaser v'hayaser pasul, just like by a kmitz of a carbon mincha, a kaimetz which is either lacking or it's too much, it's overflowing, it's pasul. V'hacha, so too over here, by ketayres hachaser v'hayaser pasul, that which is overflowing or lacking is also pasul. It has to be a precise chayfen of the Kohen Gadol, not more, not less. And we continue discussing the chayfen of the ketayres. The Gemara asks, chafnaim ma'u she'yasek klisharis l'kadesh. This chayfen, this double scoopful of the Kohen Gadol, is that treated like a klisharis in order to be mekadesh it? That would be relevant in regards to being able to be paided after he does the chayfen. If his scooped hands are actually like a klisharis, then it would not be able to be nifta. Another relevance would be is that if it accidentally spills on the floor, so his hands are considered like a klisharis, then he could just scoop it back up off the floor, no problem. But if his hands are not a klisharis and it fell on the floor, it's possible and you have to take nuk tyres. That's question number one. Question number two is, achar, somebody else, mao shiachbon v'yitel nsoy chafnav, could he take a scoopful, this other person, this other kain, for example, and put it into the outstretched cupped hands of the kain? Or maybe the kain gadol himself needs to take the chayfen. Lamina wa'af on top. Another question, mao shiachbon midel chafnav, could we make a measurement for his chayfen? Let's say before Yom Kippur, they measure how big the kain gadol's cupped hands are, and then they make a kli, which is precisely that amount, and then he'll just use that kli on Yom Kippur and not actually use his hands. Another question, do you measure with anybody's cupped hands or only with Kohen Gadol's? Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi Shal, he asks a question, chafan umeis, let's say the Kohen Gadol took the chafin of the Ketayres, then he died, could the replacement Kohen Gadol go in with that scoop that the original Kohen Gadol took out, or does he need to do his own? So the Gemara answers that all the questions are totally on the first one. In Tamar chafnaim, also as in Kechli Sharis L'Kadesh, if you're going to say in this first question that his scooped hands actually are considered like a Kli Sharis and they're Mekadesh the Ketayres that he scoops up in them, Hada'amr, that tells us the chafan umeis in acher nichnas b'chafnav, if he takes a scoop and then he dies, the next Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go in with the ketaris that he took because it was running nichnas in kli sharis and it's not right for the new Kohen Gadol. And also in acher chayfen v'nesel say chafnav, another person is not able to take a chayfen and put it into his hand because his hand's the kli sharis. Now by the same token, v'aisa midel chafnav, they couldn't make a special kli which is the same measurement as his cupped hands, and v'ein mishar b'chol chafnaim, we can't measure by anyone else's chayfen, only the Kohen Gadol's. However, in tamar chafnaim loy azoyis in kli sharis l'kadesh, if you want to say that his cupped hands are not considered like a kli sharis to be mekadesh the ketayres, so Adama that tells us chafan umeis, hey, if he did the chafina and then he died, achar nichnas b'chafnav, somebody else could go in with that scoop that he took, and achar chayfen v'nesos chafnav, somebody else could also take a scoop and put it into his cupped hands. Now also ve'ein oisin midel chafnav, we can't make a measurement for his cupped hands, and misharim chafnaim, we measure with anybody's cupped hands, and that would be the nafkamina. Now we can explain the Mishnah where we had said hagadol if he gadol, then a large kohen gadol or kohen gadol who has large hands is based on the largeness of his hands, and we clarify afilu ben kimches. This is even like ben kimches, the kohen gadol shahayso yada machzekes arbas kabin. His hands were so large they were able to hold about four kav, and that's still fine. That's the shear of the ktaras. And by the same token, said the Mishnah, a kohen gadol has small hands. It's based off whatever his hands are, even though they're small, and that's a filu keben gamla, even like ben gamla kain gadol shalai suyada machzakas el kishne zesim. His hands were so small they were only able to hold like 2 zesims worth, which is a very small amount. Nonetheless, that is the shear of the tyras, because that's the size of the kain gadol's hands. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss the tyras. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.